Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy New Year's Eve and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. What a great sports day we got today. So many games currently going on. College football, college basketball. We got the NBA, NHL with some games middle of the day. We, of course, have the college football playoff getting going tonight with Boise State and Penn State. We're going to get into all of that. Kate Constable is going to stop by middle of the show for Model Making Money, get some of her bets. We're also going to look at Week 18 in the NFL as well. We got Michigan and Alabama going underway. And for those of you that are listening right now that have been listening to Send It In throughout the last couple weeks, you would have known that this Alabama alum told you that Michigan plus the points, Michigan money line, little sprinkle. So far, we're in a nice little spot, up 16-0 in the second quarter. As always, if you guys want to comment on the show, if you want to give out any bets that you have today, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, everything we talk about today, don't worry, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling on a Tuesday. And once again, we're going to talk about, we have five college football games today. We have one currently going on with Bama and Michigan in the Reliant Quest Bowl. Michigan's up 16-0. Bama has -1 yards of offense so far. They have 3 turnovers. Jalen Milroe, 2 fumbles and an interception. Michigan currently 5.5-point favorites with the total at 44.5. Honestly, right before I came on air, I just took Bama +5.5, got ourselves a nice little middle with Michigan +14.5 and Bama at +5.5. So I do think Bama's offense is eventually going to wake up, but we talked about this for 2 weeks. The kinds of teams that give Bama issues. Teams that are able to stop the run, like Vanderbilt, like Oklahoma, like Tennessee, that force Jalen Milroe into a pocket passer, and then teams offensively that want to be physical and run the ball and make it ugly, low-scoring, physical games. That's what a bunch of those teams did. That's what Michigan's all about. We also talked about, wouldn't it be funny, Sharon Moore in his first year, 7-5, but you'd be Bama and Ohio State in year one, and it's kind of looking like he could be on his way to doing that. So we got Michigan looking good, 8:48 to go in the second quarter. We'll keep you posted on that game if we get any more scores. We also got the Sun Bowl coming up, 2 p.m. Eastern time between Louisville and Washington. Cardinals 1.5-point favorites. Right now, actually, Washington, I'm looking at the live line. The Huskies have now become the favorites in that game, and that's the side that I like. I really like Washington. Louisville's going to be without their quarterback today, Tyler Shuck. They're also going to be without their top receiver, Ja'Cory Brooks. Also lost some other starters that aren't playing in this game. Washington's got some guys that are out too, but certainly not as much as Louisville. I think the best player on the field in this game is going to be running back for Washington, Jonah Coleman. Louisville's run defense isn't all that good. I would look at his player prop if it's available in your states. Jonah Coleman over 76.5 rushing yards. I like that today. Will Rogers, who is at Mississippi State, playing 1 year with Washington, played a lot of college football. Jed Fish in his first year with the Huskies. Think they're going to be highly motivated to win this game. Think about the ACC also, how they fared so far in bowl season. 1-9 straight up, 0-10 against the spread, and the only win was Syracuse, who played against Wazoo's JV team. So ACC has not been good at bowl season. I think they're another good fade today going with the Huskies. Then in the Citrus Bowl, we got South Carolina going up against Illinois. Gamecocks, 8.5-point favorites over the Illini with a total of 49.5. We've seen some money coming in on Illinois. South Carolina is going to be without their running back, Rocket Sanders. They're going to be without the SEC Defensive Player of the Year as well. So that's part of the line movement. Illinois really doesn't have anybody sitting out as well. They got a couple guys, but for the most part, for a game that's not in the college football playoff, Illinois has got pretty much all their dudes playing in this one against South Carolina. The Gamecocks are one of the teams. We see this every year in bowl season. There are like two or three teams every year that kind of hit their stride in the second half of the season. They get hot towards the end of the year and start picking up some steam, start picking up kind of some momentum heading into next season. That was the Florida Gators, who whooped up on Tulane in their bowl game. They got DJ Lagway coming back next season. South Carolina's that other team. They have been awesome the second half of the season in SEC play. A lot of people feel like they maybe should have been that last team in the college football playoff. Even though I mentioned the running back's out today, defensive player of the year's out today in the SEC, Lenore Sellers, their quarterback, he's still in there. And Shane Beamer is always a great coach to back in bowl games because he's going to run trick plays. They're great on special teams. They're going to be motivated to be there. I'd lay the 8.5 with South Carolina today against Illinois. Then we got the Texas Bowl between Baylor and LSU. LSU was like a 2.5 point favorite on the opening line. Now Baylor's a 3.5-point favorite. It feels like this line move has gotten to be too much. I almost kind of like Baylor a little, or I like LSU a little bit now at +3.5. I think LSU, the reason why this line moves so much is because they got a couple offensive linemen out. They got some guys on defense. Baylor's also one of the most underrated offenses in the country. The Bears this season have, in their last six of those seven games, they scored over 35 points. Very underrated offensive team. I think LSU, even with a couple of offensive linemen out, their quarterback Garrett Nussmeier is going to play. A couple of their receivers are going to be in there as well. I think this is going to be a shootout. I like the over 61.5 between LSU and Baylor. And then finally, college football playoffs tonight, the Fiesta Bowl. We get Penn State and Boise State. Penn State favored by 11. The total is 53.5. Of all the college football playoff quarterfinal games that we have, we got three more tomorrow. I think this is the toughest one to handicap. If I had to bet the spread, I would probably go with Penn State minus 11. I just think that James Franklin, historically, when the spread is like in between 7 and 14, Penn State not only wins, but they normally cover all of those spreads as well. It feels like a lot of people who like Boise think Penn State's going to win the game, but Boise's going to cover. And usually, again, when the spread's like this, Penn State usually covers those kind of lines. I think Penn State is so excited to play Ashton Gentry. That's all they've been hearing about for 2 weeks is the running back for Boise State. I think they're looking forward to the challenge of trying to shut him down. I think they're going to do a pretty good job of containing him. So can Maddox Madsen, the quarterback for Boise, make some plays? Can the Broncos make some plays through the air? That's going to be something to watch in this game. That total could be something to watch as well. I think maybe we could get a higher scoring game. Penn State's defense, again, even though they're going to be motivated to play Gentry, I think their pass defense is a little overrated. You can hit them for some explosive plays. Penn State offensively, I think, is going to be able to score some points as well. So I kind of lean towards the over. I like Penn State to cover the number. I like Drew Aller over 17.5 rushing yards as well. Keep in mind, if you're betting quarterback rushing props in college football, sacks count against their rushing yards, whereas in the NFL, it counts against their passing yards. So the reason it's 17.5 is because Boise does have a good defensive line, could get some pressure and some sacks on Drew Aller today. But Penn State, they like running him in the red zone. They like running him on short yardage. They call some design runs for him. And he's also been scrambling a little bit and taking off if nothing is there. Again, Broncos have a good defensive line. They could get some pressure, which could open up some running lanes for Aller to run. I think that rushing total is too low. I like that prop a lot. 17.5 rushing yards today for Drew Aller. So that is what I'm looking at today in college bowl season. Washington money line against Louisville, South Carolina minus 8.5, LSU Baylor over. Penn State minus 11 is my lean, the over as well. But my favorite play, Drew Aller, over 17 and a half rushing yards. All right, from college football to college basketball, because we got a ton of games going on here during the day as well. Tipping off in about less than an hour, we got a Big 12 matchup between West Virginia and Kansas. Jayhawks, 12.5-point favorites. The total in the game, 142.5. Looking at the first half under in this game at 69.5, right? It's a holiday. These kids have been taking exams. They've been hanging out with their family. A lot of distractions going on. It's a midweek game being played at 2 p.m. Eastern time. I could see both of these teams kind of getting off to a sluggish start. Kansas, as we know, is so good at home. They rarely ever lose. I think it's going to be a tough first half for West Virginia. I could see them scoring in like the low 20s. This feels like a 35-22 kind of game at halftime. So I like the first half under 69.5 between West Virginia and Kansas. Remember, we took Western Michigan yesterday plus the points against Michigan State. Kind of a similar start time, midweek, early afternoon, and Western Michigan covered that number. I think this is going to be a low-scoring first half between West Virginia and Kansas. Tulane taking on Charlotte. Charlotte favored by 2.5. Now, these teams are pretty much dead even. 207 and 208 in KenPom. The difference is that Charlotte is coming back from playing in a Christmas tournament out in Hawaii. So they got to fly all the way back from Hawaii. I think they're going to be a little bit more distracted. Tulane's got the head coach, Ron Hunter, who you might remember from the NCAA tournament when his son, RJ Hunter, hit that shot. He was the coach that fell off the chair. He's coached Tulane now. He's done a really good job kind of revamping that program. Even though these teams are like the same in KenPom, I think Tulane's a little better, and I think the fact that that Charlotte's playing that first game coming off of their Christmas tournament out in Hawaii, I'll fade them. I'll take Tulane plus the 2.5. Then we got Notre Dame and Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Yellow Jackets laying 1.5. The total is 144.5. I'll take Notre Dame. Think the Irish are the better team with the better head coach, and I'm going with the Notre Dame double dip. I like them tomorrow in college football, so I'm going to back them today in college basketball too. Georgia Tech's one of the worst teams in the ACC. I don't think Notre Dame is going to be a tournament team this year, but I think they're going to be one of those teams that's kind of on the bubble this season. I think they're better. And again, with this being a 3 p.m. Eastern time start on New Year's Eve, probably not going to be much of a crowd presence. I'll take Notre Dame to get the win over Georgia Tech. Then we got Virginia Tech at Duke. Duke favored by 24.5. Total is 135.5. I'll go with the under in this game. Virginia Tech, one of the worst teams in the ACC, going up against Duke, who's the best team in the ACC, best defensive team in college basketball. I just think it's going to be an ugly, sloppy, low-scoring game. Bunch of these Duke games at Cameron Indoor have been very low-scoring outside of the Auburn game, because when you're an opposing team going into Cameron, it's always going to be a raucous environment, and you combine that with the fact that you're going up against the best defense in college basketball, tends to lean towards an under. So we'll take the under in that game. And then finally, the game of the night probably in college basketball is going to be Marquette at Providence. And anytime Providence welcomes in a ranked team into their building, I'm always going to take Providence. And we get them plus 6.5 tonight against Marquette. They covered against St. John's last week when they were 6.5-point dogs in that spot. Marquette looks like the best team in the Big East. Cam Jones, one of the best players in college basketball. But Providence is just, it's a tough place to play. It's not easy to win there, and I think Marquette's going to struggle tonight. We already saw them lose on the road at Dayton a couple weeks ago. I think they could be on upset alert tonight against Providence. So take the Friars plus the points. Look at some money line in that game as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Kotz. We'll get some plays in college football, the NFL as well. Kate, before we talk some college football playoffs, some NFL, what are some of the five-star plays the BetQL model has for us today?
Hey, PJ, yeah, five-star play is one of the bowl games this afternoon. LSU plus 3.5 against Baylor is a five-star play. Both of these teams finished the season fairly strong with a couple of wins, but Brian Kelly's been great in bowl games. Won his first two at LSU, and the model likes them to at least cover the plus 3.5 today against Baylor.
All right, very good, Kate. The college football playoff quarterfinal begins tonight with Penn State and Boise State. I think this is the most difficult game I've had to try and break down of the playoff games. I think you can make a case for either side. Penn State favored by 11. The total is 53.5. What do you like in this game tonight?
This one is a tough one, PJ. Like, I've gone back and forth, and I think you can make a case for both sides, like you said, but I'm going to take the points with Boise State. I'm going to do it. I'm going to trust that Ashton Jeanty comes into this game not only as the best running back in the country, but with a chip on his shoulder after losing out on the Heisman Trophy. I mean, he really thought that that's an award that he should have won, and I think he's going to be able to break some tackles here. I know Penn State's defense is very, very good, but if he can break some tackles, rip off a bunch of couple of big yard plays, I think that Boise State can stay in this game. 11 points on a neutral site for a Penn State team that has yet to really prove themselves in big time games. I'm a little worried about the Nittany Lions today. So I'm going to grab the points with Ashton Jeanty and Boise State. Plus, my grandpa is like the biggest Boise State fan in the world. So he might not be too happy with me if I went with Penn State.
All right, I like it. Taking Boise plus the points. So, Kate, we obviously have that game as the nightcap. We got Bama, Michigan going on right now. We got three other games throughout the day. Louisville, Washington. We got Baylor, LSU, as you were mentioning. South Carolina, Illinois as well. Anything in any of those three games that you're looking at today?
Well, PJ, I'm sweating out the under 23.5 in this Michigan-Alabama game right now. I did not expect Alabama to turn the ball over multiple times in the first quarter and give Michigan short field. So that one's not sitting too great, although I think I'm okay. But I'm going to go against you in this Illinois and South Carolina game. I'm going to take the Illini. I just think getting a few too many points going up against a weaker version of South Carolina without their star running back in Sanders. He's responsible for nearly 40% of the team's carries. And then no Kyle Kennard on defense, the SEC sack leader. Without him, Luke Altmaier, quarterback for Illinois, I think he's going to have plenty of time to operate within the pocket, make the right reads. And even though he's without his top receiver in Pat Bryant, Illinois' offense is still fairly balanced, and there's still plenty of talent on that side of the ball. So I'm going to grab the points with the Illini. Unfortunately, I can't actually bet it here in Illinois, but if I could, that's the way I would go.
All right, very good. Yeah, looking forward to that game. All right, so we got Penn State and Boise tonight kicking off the quarterfinals. And then, Kate, tomorrow we get three games. Arizona State, Texas, the Rose Bowl, Ohio State, Oregon, and then the Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame and Georgia. Your thoughts on any of those three games? Do you like a pick in all three? Just one of them? What are your thoughts on those three games?
So I would love, love, love to see Arizona State continue with their historic run here after being picked to finish last in the Big 12, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I like Texas laying the points. Their defense is just too good. Second in the nation behind only Ohio State in total yards allowed, points per game allowed at just over 13. Their run defense is also number 8 in the country, and that's going to be huge. They're only allowing 3.1 yards per carry. Going up against Cam Scadaboo, who is arguably the second best running back in the country behind Ashton Jeanty. If Texas can slow him down, I worry about Arizona State's offense and their ability to keep up with Texas. The toughest defensive team that Arizona State has faced this season is BYU. They're ranked 13th and 17th in those two categories of total yards and points per game. That's good. That's very good in the country to be top 20, but not quite as good as Texas is. So I'm going to lay the 12.5 with Texas. Plus, we've seen a lot of sharp money come in on the Longhorns, laying the points over at BetMGM.
Do you think in the Rose Bowl, Kate, do you think the winner of Ohio State, Oregon, would they be your favorite to win the national title?
Yes, they are, for sure. I mean, PJ, how many times did I come on here and say throughout the season, Ohio State's my pick to win it all? And then Ohio State lost to Michigan, and I got scared, and I flipped to Oregon. And I said, okay, now Oregon, I think, is the best team to win it all. So I'm totally back and forth with these two. I don't have a bet on this game at all because I don't know what's going to happen. It's way too close. You can make a very solid argument for both sides. But regardless of who does win this game, I think that team wins the national championship. Obviously, Oregon has been phenomenal all season at 13. And oh, but the Buckeyes, are they a team of destiny after the loss to Michigan and the whole world melting down in Columbus and all of that? So, yeah, whoever wins this game is winning it all in my book.
And then what about Notre Dame and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl? Is our guy Shawnee Sharp over there, is he going to be happy with what happens tomorrow night? You think Notre Dame gets the job done?
I think Sean's going to be pretty pleased. And I'm backing Notre Dame because my stepdad is a massive Notre Dame fan. And he said, if Notre Dame makes it to the national championship, we're going to the game. I don't know if that's an actual thing that will really happen, but he's thrown it out there. So I'm going to back Notre Dame throughout the rest of the season, as far as they can go, with Carson Beck out for Georgia. Gunnar Stockton, he was fine in that, what was it?
Texas
championship
game, yeah.
SEC championship game. But now this is his first start. I mean, there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. What is he going to look like? I just think that this Notre Dame team is going to come very prepared to get to him a ton throughout this game, pressure him a lot, force him into some mistakes. And Notre Dame, hopefully, Sean, can pull this one out for me and you.
There you go. All right, what about in the NFL, Kate? Week 18, a lot of people, especially when you're betting Week 18, they kind of look at it and they think it's such a gross slate. I don't know what teams are going to be motivated. I don't know what teams are going to play their starters for maybe the first half or the full game. When you look at the entire slate, any games that jump out to you?
One on the side, I like the Bucs minus 13 over the Saints. I know they are sitting, they're in the leaders' seat in the NFC South, but they still need to win this game and hope that the Falcons do not win that game. I'd have to go back and check on how all of these tiebreakers are playing out. But either way, I think the Saints, being they have not officially locked up a spot yet, that they're going to come out playing well. Did I say the Saints? I meant the Bucs over the Saints. Baker Mayfield was phenomenal last week. Their offense has just been humming, and I think that continues here against a just horrible, horrible New Orleans team. And then I like the over in the Vikings and Lions. This might be the highest total that we've seen all season, 57.5, but both of these offenses are elite. We just saw what the Vikings did to the Packers defense, and Sam Darnold has been playing out of his mind. And then on the other side, you have this Lions offense that no one can stop. And then if there's any weakness on the field, it's going to be the Lions defense in this one, just with all the injuries that they have. So I think we get a shootout, a back and forth game. I'll take the over in Vikings and Lions on Sunday Night Football.
All right, very good. Can't wait for that game on Sunday night. Going to be really, really good. Kate, Happy New Year to you. Appreciate you stopping by, giving out some of your plays. Good luck on all your bets, and we will talk again in 2025.
Thanks, BJ. Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year to you as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. We did just have an Alabama touchdown, so that is now 16-7 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Kate mentioned she had that first half under at 23.5, so hoping to survive the final 4 minutes. But Bama finally starting to get something going on offense as they trail by 9. As for the NFL, we got week 18, looking at half the slate today. We'll look at the other half of the slate tomorrow. We got two games on Saturday, including the Ravens and the Browns. Ravens favored by 17.5. The total is 42. Think if you like the Browns, you got to correlate it to the under, right? The Ravens are favored by 17.5. And the way that I look at the game is, if you like the Browns, how many points do you think the Ravens have to score for the Browns to keep it within the number? Like, if the Ravens get to 30, can the Browns get you 13 to get you within the number? If the Ravens get to 27, can the Browns get to 10? I think that's why for the Browns to cover this number, it's got to be like a 24-10 game, 21-7 kind of game. DTR is just so bad. That Browns offense is abysmal. Ravens defense has been playing a lot better. But look, the way that these Ravens-Browns games always go, Cleveland always plays them tough. They always do. Regardless how well, how good Baltimore is or how bad Cleveland is, we already saw that earlier this year when the Browns pulled off the upset. So I think this game could be kind of close early. I would look at the first half line for the Browns. It hasn't dropped yet, but when it does, I think that could be a good bet. And I don't think the Ravens are going to really run Derrick Henry all that much. They haven't been running him very much in AFC North games. And I think, obviously, with the playoff game on deck, Derrick Henry coming off 27 rushes against the Texans, I think they're going to be cautious with the King on Saturday. So I kind of like the under, and I like Browns first half as well. Then we got the Bengals minus 1.5 at the Steelers with a total of 48.5. My initial thoughts on this game is I want to see what the second half spread is on Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. I don't know what Mike Tomlin's going to do. My thinking, though, is that because if the Ravens win before the Steelers, then the Ravens clinch the AFC North, and the Steelers know that they're going to be a wild card team. I don't think Mike Tomlin, though, is going to wait to see the result of the Ravens game and tell his starters as they're preparing, as they're warming up, you know what? You guys aren't going to play tonight. The Ravens, they won, so we got nothing to play for. I think they're going to approach this game to win it, especially early in the first half. I think you're going to see all the starters play. They're going to try to win the game. Then I think they go into the locker room at halftime and they assess what's going on. They see how many points they're down by. They see what the score of the Ravens game is, and they take everything into consideration. We know the Bengals are playing for their season. They got to win this game just to have any chance to make the playoffs. So we know the Bengals are playing a full 60, but I want to see the second half spread. That's where I think there could be value with the Bengals potentially against the Steelers. Panthers, we're taking them +7.5 against Atlanta. Where is Atlanta psychologically after that loss to Washington, right? If they would have won that game and then they would have won this game on Sunday, they would win the NFC South and they would be in the playoffs. Now they need the Tampa Bay Bucks to lose, which is probably not going to happen. Where's Atlanta at? We know Michael Penix obviously showed some really good things on Sunday night, and he's the quarterback of the future, but defensively, has this team checked out a little bit? Has some of those receivers checked out a little bit? Anybody on the coaching staff, have they checked out? I just worry about a team coming off a demoralizing loss like that when you're in the playoff hunt, when you control your own destiny, and then you lose that game, you come home, and you're a big favorite. And Carolina, we know they've been playing a lot better football. Bryce Young has really turned a corner. I'll take the Panthers +7.5 against the Falcons. I also like the Commanders against the Cowboys as well. Washington -4. Now, the Commanders need to win this game, because if they do, they're going to hang on to the 6th seed, and the Packers would be the 7, which is a big deal because you don't want to play Philadelphia in the first round. You either want to get Tampa or you want to get the Rams, and you want to avoid the Eagles. Washington lost to this Dallas team earlier this season. I think they bounced back. I think they're looking forward to the opportunity to play in Dallas again. I think Jaden plays much better than he did against Dallas the first time around. So I don't know if it's going to be official bet, but I would lean Washington -4 in that matchup. Then we got the Bears and the Packers. Green Bay laying 9. The total is 40.5. I kind of like Green Bay in this game. I think Chicago is going to be like a fake sharp kind of side, right? All the sharps are going to like Chicago, but this is the kind of bet that's been losing all year in the NFL. Stinky underdog like this, divisional game, a lot of points, feels like the Bears are the right side, and then Green Bay just kind of kills them. And again, Green Bay's got a lot to play for because they want the 6th seed. They do not want to get that 7th seed and play Philadelphia. Plus, it's the Bears, right? And this rivalry means a lot to those players. Green Bay wants to continue to dominate that series, so I like Green Bay -9. Jacksonville, we talked about yesterday. It's my favorite bet of the week. I still can't believe they're giving us 5.5 points with the Jags. Feels like this line should be 2, 2.5, 3. Just Indianapolis, after that loss to the Giants, man, are they checked out? Do they even still want to play this season? Like, I would not be surprised at all if the Colts lay an absolute egg on Sunday, where the Jags are going to continue to fight, continue to play hard. I like Jacksonville in that game. Buffalo and New England's a really difficult game to call. The Bills are favored by 3. The total is 38.5. There are reports out there that Josh Allen told Sean McDermott that he wants to play early on in this game. So maybe you look at Bills first quarter spread. Maybe you look at Bills first half, something along those lines. It's just Trubisky against the Patriots, and we don't know what that's going to look like. So I'm staying away from that one. And I'll take the Eagles -3 against the Giants. I don't care if it's Tanner McKee. I think the Giants right now are kind of we're trying to sell on New York because of that win to Indianapolis. Now that Drew Lock played great and the Giants put up some points and the Eagles are going to rest a lot of players, I think now a bunch of people might think the Giants can go into Philadelphia and win. I'm not buying it, though. That Eagles roster is so stacked that even if a majority of their players don't play, they're still probably as good, if not better, than the Giants. They're at home. Give me Philadelphia -3. I also think Saquon might play in like the first quarter, first half of that game, which could give you a nice little cushion. So I'll take Philadelphia -3 against the Giants. All right, let's wrap the show with our favorite plays of the day here on Send It In. 2-minute warning in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Michigan's still up 16-7 on Alabama. We got the Fiesta Bowl tonight. College football playoffs, Penn State and Boise State. Give me Drew Aller, the Penn State quarterback, over 17.5 rushing yards against Boise State. That Broncos defensive line is pretty good. And as I was talking about earlier, I think Drew Aller could potentially have some rush lanes tonight to scramble when he drops back to pass. Penn State also likes calling some design runs for him as well. And in big games like this, they tend to like to run him. So I think that total is too low. I'll go over 17.5 rushing yards for Drew Aller. I also like Washington as my dog of the day, +100 against Louisville. I think Jonah Coleman is one of the most underrated running backs in college football for Washington. He's going to be out there today. Will Rogers, their quarterback's going to play. Louisville's missing their quarterback, Tyler Shuck, and they're also missing their best receiver, Ja'Cory Brooks. So Louisville's missing a couple of their key guys. Their defense isn't all that great. I think Washington's going to be able to move the ball on Louisville today. This was a team that opened as a 5.5-point underdog, and now they're a favorite. So during bowl season, we've seen some of those teams lose, but more often than not, they have tended to cover. So I'll take Washington plus 100 against Louisville. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What's your favorite bet for today?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to go to the Fiesta Bowl with Boise State and Penn State. I'm going to take Boise State plus the points in the first quarter. It's plus 3.5, and the reason behind this here is because Penn State is 64th in the country in first quarter points scored. Boise State is tied for 6th in the country in points scored in the first quarter, which I understand strength of teams and replay against and whatnot. But I think Boise State is going to get, if they could get the ball first, I think they're going to run the ball with Ash and Gentry, run out some clock, not get the ball to Penn State here. And then really just hoping that Boise can hold Penn State to a field goal. And we want to remember back to the first round games, SMU was able to get the ball moving on this Penn State team early in the first quarter, and they had the opportunity to get a first down, maybe kick a field goal, or even score a touchdown, but they couldn't convert. And Penn State, honestly, I thought that defense tried to give that game away early. So I think Boise State can try to get the first punch in, and the 3.5 at the hook, I think, is really key.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think that's a good look. I think Boise, it's so important for these underdogs to keep this game early. We didn't see a lot of that in the first round. Going to be important for Boise State to do that. My favorite bet's going to be the over in Baylor and LSU in the Texas Bowl. I think this is going to be a shootout. LSU's defense still isn't very good. Baylor's got a very underrated offense. They scored a bunch of points this season. They got a very good young offensive coordinator. I think they put up some points today. I think LSU's going to be able to score as well. I think it's going to be shootout. I think it's going to be a fun one. I like over 61.5 between Baylor and LSU. Once again, Drew Aller over rushing yards, over 17.5. That's our prop lock of the day. Washington Huskies plus 100 is going to be our dog of the day against Louisville. Shawnee Sharp going with Boise, first quarter plus 3.5, and give me the Baylor LSU over as my best bet of the day. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us, you guys. Happy New Year. We'll see you tomorrow as we preview all of the college football playoff games. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.